What's up, y'all? This is Pacha Massive saying we love you. You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles.
98.7 FM Santa Barbara.
And worldwide at kpfk.org.
Keep it where it is.
This is Melting Pot, and my name is Michael Barnes, and it is my distinct pleasure to welcome into the studio Dunyan. How are you guys doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
I'm so fine.
I'm actually really, really good.
I'm fine.
The first time I heard you guys was in 2007, and this is while I was still living in the Bay Area, and a friend of mine who is no longer with us, but a DJ by the name of Matthew Africa was playing one of the songs from Tio Bitar, Sivas Arvagan. Mm-hmm. And when I heard it, because Matthew was somebody who had really deep collection, so I heard it, and I was thinking, okay, well, that's one of those Matthew records that I'm never going to find. It's some obscure psychedelic record from the past. There's probably like three copies in existence or something like that, because that's how Matthew rolled. And then maybe a week later, I walked into Amoeba in Berkeley, and the same song was playing, and I was like, oh my god. And so I like immediately went over and was like, what is this? And then there you go, this is the record. And it's like, oh, this is right now. It's like I can see this band now. I can obsess about them in real time. And so pretty much I have from that period of time. It's a classic sound, but there's also so many elements that come in through the music that don't just link it to the past, but very much keep it centered in the now and kind of moving forward, which I think is something, as a fan, I've really been able to kind of notice coming in at that moment, because it seems like that was the moment kind of where this core kind of really got together as a core. And since then, the albums that have come out, it's been more of a band, as opposed to, you know, primarily just the work of Gustav. I was wondering, though, if you could talk about, particularly Gustav, about how you originally put this band together and kind of what was going on in your mind with the kind of sounds that you wanted to create at the very early stages of Dunyan.
In the very early stages of Dunyan, I was basically recording mostly by myself, like overdubbing myself, mm-hmm. with different instruments. Then I met Reine, and then we met Stefan Kering, which has put out all the music through all these years. And me and Reine started to play together, like recording my songs. I played the drums and bass, and you play bass also sometimes. But it was only two of us, kind of. Mm-hmm. And I remember Stefan and Reine were talking about, especially Stefan was talking so much about, you gotta play live. You gotta do this live. And I was like, no, that's not gonna happen. I don't know how that's gonna happen. And I was like obsessed by the thought that we had to, you know, there were no like musicians that looked good, like looked the proper way. I couldn't like imagine the scene where like how it looked when we played. So I was like, no, that's not gonna happen. We're gonna find a bass player, and who's gonna play the drums? No one can really play the drums. Then obviously we met Fredrik Björling, the first drummer. I'm not gonna do a long story now, but I can try to. There was a guy, Fredrik Björling, who we went to school together. He joined. He played also on my songs a lot, and we joined. He joined, and then we were three. We were a power trio, like organ, guitar, and
bass, and drums,
drums and bass, mostly. And flutes, and guitars. So we were three persons.
Yeah,
we did like one show. I don't know. Then it had been like several different people, in, like the, I don't know, to mention everyone. But then Tias came in, like 2000, around when Todde Lugnt was released. Mm. He joined the band, and then after that. After like 1 year, next Tio Bitar on that record is me playing the drums. Johan played the drums, and Felix played the drums. Mm-hmm. There's three drummers on that record. Mm-hmm. Then Johan came along, and since then we've been this group. And like you said, it's been very much. It's very obvious now when this new record, A La Soc, which is recorded us playing live.
Mm.
And if you compare that to the very first like recordings or what, or Tali Lungt, or Tio Vita, it's more like me doing a lot of stuff, like and also like engineering and producing and do the whole dish, mix it. So that's the very big difference.
Could you talk a little bit about, as we kind of get closer to talking about this new record, talk a little bit about the experience of kind of the four of you coming together and really being a group, as opposed to, you know, just the way you were telling the story, Gustav, that, you know, everything kind of starts off as your brainchild, and you enlist Rena, and kind of there becomes a larger kind of crew together. But eventually, around the album four, it seems like things really start to come together. And since then, it seems like the distinctive sound of Dunyan really is around kind of these four members. Now, I was wondering if you could talk about kind of that coming together as a band, and what that process has been like.
It's a 10-year-old story.
No, but now being on tour again for the first time in 5 years, like a proper tour, it kind of makes me realize what touring does to you. And that's probably what has made the sound, I assume. We've just been playing under crappy circumstances, playing under fantastic circumstances, and just like done all the mistakes. And then actually we have recorded a few times, like the whole band in the studio too. So I mean, it's been like, it hasn't been a conscious thing either. It's not, we actually talked about it last night, like what each and ours like image of what Dungen is and what it should sound like. We probably have four different, we haven't really articulated like a vision of this music between us, but I suppose like all of us really have a clear vision of what it's supposed to be.
I think it works out also quite good, because even though we can, like, for instance, I maybe have a song or sound or a typical take, famous take that this is the one that I like, and others have, you know, and think about other stuff. So I think it's the music that we are thinking of is quite close. So this, like, sound-wise, this what do you say, this period time in the music history. So I think that's why it comes together in the end, actually. I think that's one of the, I can't
but
say.
But it's also like, I mean, from the very beginning, when I was afraid of bringing it live because of the perfectionist thing, and I was afraid of how it should look like, but also, of course, how it should sound like. And I was not afraid about Reina, because he's like, we've been together so much, or Fredrik, he played amazing drums, but all the way from like how drums are sounding live, like when you don't have your own engineer, it could like be a total different thing. But I mean, it also has been from the beginning of like me writing these songs, there's always been this like and this verse chorus, and then in the end you gotta go away, like, and Reina has this expression, ta hus. Like sets a fire,
set the house on fire. If you
so
translate
this last part, because we love so much, like talk about musicianship, but like when the human being is expressing himself through music, improvised, that is something that I'm very interested of. We all are very interested of. So that has always been a thing. Though on record, when I have been sitting with my laptop and like editing stuff, like that's the great part. But live, you cannot do anything, it just happens. And it's so much built around that thing when we tour and play live.
Yeah,
I mean, the songs are very important that they are like correct. I sound like a freak, but but
like
then
James
it's
Brown.
Like, oh, that part, anything can happen.
Yeah.
So in terms of like getting this band, like you said, like from 2008, maybe this formula, we have definitely like built something together. Like, I don't know, I can't play that music with anyone else. That kind of thing.
Yeah, there's such a strong connection that's clear, and clear from the recordings, and it's crystal clear when you perform, and it's for me at least, and you know, having listened to tons of music over the years and watching a number of bands, it's kind of crazy to me that there wasn't kind of a conscious effort to bring a band together, but that it just kind of organically flowed into kind of what it's become. Though it also makes absolute sense, because for me, one of the things that I think is so incredible about the sound of Dunyan is how the sound kind of flows. In some instances, it doesn't happen often, but in some instances, I kind of hear and see music at the same time, and it kind of colors to music and kind of the way things sound. And that especially comes through in the music that you guys have performed from the band, and in some ways from the very beginning, but especially, you know, when it was, there's kind of a clear moment. I don't know if in listening to the recordings that you kind of hear that, but to me as a listener, there seems to be this kind of clear moment where y'all got it together. Mm-hmm. And from there, like the feeling is different, and kind of the way the music flows is different. The colors in some ways are more vivid now that the four of you have come together in this way. And it definitely comes through when you perform live. I mean, it almost, you know, just like I imagine quite a lot of jazz musicians when they're kind of with the right people, and they just have that right feeling, whether they just met each other or they've known each other for years. Like sometimes it just clicks,
right.
And it's clear, very clear. It clicks with you guys. Mm.
When it clicks, it really clicks.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not clicking at all.
Sometimes but it's clicking in a different sense.
But I mean, I remember this, like certain like experiences that I've had with the music when we actually recorded stuff, like when we did
Set Up Here.
I convinced you to we have to record this. We have to do some overdubbing on En gång I år kom det en tår. And we stayed up till like 6 in the morning, and we both got sort of obsessed with this song. And I was just, this is one of the best songs I ever recorded. Like, this music is, this is really strong stuff. I mean, this is really something meaningful and beautiful.
And I mean that
happens all the time, I think.
Was this record the first where you guys went into the studio and recorded together all the songs?
Yes.
Yeah.
We have never done that before.
What was that experience like? It's a completely new experience.
Fun?
Yeah. I mean,
difficult at times, I think, because I'm so used to this laptop thing. You sit and tweak, and you find the exact right sound. Yeah. You get inspired by the sound, and then you record.
Yeah.
Now it was more like, okay, do you got it? No. And okay, we have to record this now. Okay.
So more mistakes, but of course more like good mistakes, I guess. Mm-hmm. I'm pleased with it. I think Matthias also did an amazing job mixing the record, and I mean he's a wizard in engineering. He made like my visions become true in like 2 weeks when it took like a half a year for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that's the thing with him, like his recording, like the way he operates is just like he sets the sound while we are in the studio just trying out our instruments, basically. Mm-hmm. And then when he says like, "Are you ready?" and we're like, "Okay," and then he press record, and then if we play bad, he kind of like stops mid take and like, "Do it again, do it right." And then he press record, and then you go out in the control room and you listen to it, and the sound is already there.
Yes.
Yeah. He sets the sound before you even record it, and then it's on tape, and he just like mixes it in a day, and it just sounds so good.
It also pushes you, because a lot of the times he just sets the like the levels and really good good old style of in the headphones sound. So that can also something that really pushes me is like a 12 string super comprimerad, what is it?
Compressed
super compressed 12 string steel string guitar. That's what's that it's like and groove to that. It's like it sounds like I don't know, all like the end of the 60s.
Yes.
And the drums has to be really compressed. Really good. And that's that makes it easier because since I was a little child, I always played parts like in my own head. I'm a certain I become characters. Mm-hmm. So when I hear that,
He's schizophrenic.
So I get a bit, wow, now suddenly I'm in this like great studio in 68 or something.
Yeah.
That's how I think when I play.
Then you become Tommy Lee.
Nay, I don't want to become Tommy Lee.
You know, when I think about kind of connecting this band to the past and thinking of like what kinds of sounds remind me of, and it's not that it's done. You know, with some bands that have kind of a retro sound, like there's really very clear influences, and it's and it turns out to be quite derivative. But here there are influences and kind of sounds that are brought in, but they all come out with your distinctive sound as opposed to somebody else's. But you know, that period of time where Earl Palmer and Carole Kay were recording with David Axelrod is certainly kind of one of the things that, you know, kind of comes through. Yeah. Some
Carole
of the early
the best bass player of all.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, early music from Khan, if there was some way for like David Axelrod to bring that crew in and like have a jam session with, you know, 72-73 era Khan, like that gets close to kind of where sometimes you guys I feel like you are, but again as something else, you know, your own thing.
I'd like to take a step back from the interview for a moment and play you music from Dunyan and their latest release, Alisak. This is the title track from that album that you're hearing right now on Melting Pot. We'll be right back. title track from their latest release, Alice Sack, we now return back to our interview with the band right here on Melting Pot. In this record, you know, part of what the title more or less translates to is kind of everyone's thing.
Yeah.
And one of the quotes that I read from you in talking about the record, you know, and it was actually something we talked a little bit about earlier too. You talked about how, you know, these songs come from kind of your experience and from your everyday experiences in this record in particular. However, there is kind of a kind of letting go in performance and in recording, where it becomes not just your music, but in some ways the audience's music. And I was wondering if you could talk about that that kind of theme as it relates to your music.
It's because I had a friend and another artist who said to me that it was like 10 years ago, and he said like, because I was no, there was like actually after we had been touring quite intense, and we took a break, and I was like, oh, I don't want to play live anymore. And he was like, oh, you have a responsibility to play your music for the people that wants it and needs it.
Yeah. Who was that?
Tim Buck.
Oh.
And he was like, you have a responsibility. You can't. It's not only your music. As soon as you have write the song, as soon as you play it for someone else and they feel something, it's also their song. So I write songs and I give it, we play it together, and it's our force, it's our song, then we record it and you hear it, and then it's also your music. Mm-hmm. It's for you. It's with the, we couldn't do it
without you.
Especially live. When you, I mean, like you, I mean, none of us are really like good comedians or like actors. I don't know. We like to play and we sit on stage and we do our thing. But I mean, I'm all like almost every time close my eyes because I can't like look at people because I get like embarrassed or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I can feel them.
Yeah.
And I can feel their presence if they're like into it or not. I mean, you don't have to. I mean, it's not very often you have like a mosh pit at the shows, even. Yeah. I mean, anyway, so it's like people standing close your eyes, but you can stand and close your eyes and be asleep and want to go home, or you can stand and close your eyes and be like, I feel them.
I saw a lot of people in San Francisco who closed their eyes during, and but they really liked it. You can tell it was more like a
but then
spiritual
thing. When those like occasion when you really feel that present from the audience and everyone who's there like want it to happen, and then these improvised parts is like just taking shape and go somewhere. That's we all. I mean, you and everyone is there like doing it.
Yeah. And thinking about the kind of progression from the beginning up to this moment, there does seem to be kind of a different emotional quality to a lot of the music, and I don't know if I would necessarily say that some of the stuff, you know, like just before Tia Batar and kind of that album, and then less so with Four and Skeeted Alt and Alice Sack. Prior to that, it seemed to be some like anger. It seems like the easiest way to describe the kind of split that
rage
seems there,
like,
but there's
yeah.
more. The intensity is different
now, for sure.
and it's maybe that's what it is. You know, it's kind of like there's an ability, it seems like, in the music to have a kind of intense emotional quality, but without maybe the kind of negative elements in some ways of that intensity. It's like it's not you know, like mellow in terms of, you know, like it just mellows you out. Well, some of it maybe does, but there is this exceptional intensity, I feel like, to the music that you guys perform and that you record, and this incredible emotional quality. Maybe some of it, you know, relates to the fact that, you know, I don't speak Swedish and all the lyrics are in Swedish, and so I have to kind of relate to the music in a slightly different way, or I'm, you know, kind of forced to do the extra work of translating the lyrics and trying to fit that into my conception. I'm not sure if that's it. I don't think that is necessarily it, but it does seem, and it seems kind of backed up by some of the things that we've been talking about, this just intense feeling that comes through in terms of how you
you clearly deeply care about this music and the way that it sounds and the way that it is received by others and the kind of camaraderie that comes from the playing that you guys have, that same kind of emotion, it just comes through so clearly. And, you know, it was just one of the many things that, you know, given this chance to have a conversation with you, I just wanted to highlight and kind of dig into your brain a little bit, but more than anything, just kind of tell you how much appreciate that as a listener, to have that come through in the music. It really is extraordinary.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
It's a huge compliment.
Yeah. When music is for real, you can really tell when it's for real. I mean, emotionally, it's...
Haven't you seen the sketch, When Keeping It Real Goes Wrong?
Yeah. Unfortunately, that is, you know, when I think about most of the music that I listen to, or that I have to listen to, is it good or is it not? You know, a lot of it, unfortunately, is when it goes wrong. which I think also makes me appreciate the moments when it goes right even more so.
Of course, that's every songwriter and artist's and the musician's ambition, of course, to make it real.
Mm-hmm. But so when much you, like
you have these expressions like knife to your throat or nosebleed or like
you have those kind of. Has to be more nosebleed.
Yeah.
This is a nosebleed take, okay?
Yeah, and then you want like, oh, so Reina, is this like a grove? No. This is a field.
You're making fun of me now.
No,
it's not. We laugh with you, not
it's the emotional.
It's a funny thing that happened in the beginning, like, when we started to learn each other.
Is this like a little village? No. That's.
This is a huge city.
just beside a sea, it's like a little kiosk where you can buy like. I mean,
that's
nice.
How we talk when we want to capture this feeling.
Yeah.
So I think the first is this like woods, Rain? Is this the woody sound? Line? No, actually, we had the eng.
Meadow.
What?
Meadow.
No, it's meadow. You want? Wow. And it was really serious. Like, it's actually meadow. It was nothing like it was joking. Okay. That's so funny. Yeah.
No, but I mean, that's a great thing when you can sort of put pictures in your head.
Yeah. It's really good.
It really makes you like see something.
Yeah.
And it absolutely flows through the music.
I mean, there is a lot of music that is just convenient. Mm. Like it's proper, but it hasn't like, I suppose, edge or
an extra
meadow or nosebleed.
Less meadow. Yeah.
And it can be different, of course. You grew up here. Mm-hmm. You haven't seen things that we have at home, and vice versa.
Yeah.
So, for example, for me, the Sevisa Vägen part, the finger picking part with like the upfading tambourine, that's meadow. For me, that's meadow.
But what is it truly then?
No, some kind of meadow.
Sauna. I'm just kidding.
Slight meadow.
Maybe with some little dog.
Morning dew.
What do you say, compost?
Oh, the smell of the compost.
You're going to have to come out with very, very different liner notes for an album.
Or the smell of the ute dust. The smell of the...
Porta-potty? No, more like the In-N-Out burger. No.
All right.
Environment.
All right.
Yes. Yeah. A heavy week of In-N-Out burger.
It is. It really has been special to spend this time with you, and to kind of get a window into how you guys create music and how you perform and to hear some of the stories as well. And you know, once again, just I cannot thank you, all of you, enough for coming in and doing this. You know, this particular time around was a lot different than the kind of things we'd normally have done in the past, and you know, it was a bit of a hassle in a lot of different ways, but you know, it really is, you know, one of the best experiences I've had as a DJ, and having this actually happen. You know, here now I can say at the end it's actually happened. So thank you very much.
I'm overwhelmed from your words. I mean,
and I appreciate it so much. I mean, wow. But the music is yours. That's all we can say, I guess. It's for you.
Thank you. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Here now is music from Dunyan, a set of some of my favorite songs from the band, beginning with music from their latest release, Alasak. The song is Ingong Om Aret, and you're hearing it now on Melting Pot.
Thank you. som du behöver för att få lite tid. Det var likadant den första gången som idag var jag vid. Jag har förstått som jag gillar väldigt mycket. Jag tyckte något annat fast man glömmer ganska fort. Om du tar för dig låt den smaka fast försiktigt. Minns hur du blev efter sist.
Yeah.
think that might be the only time I've actually played that song all the way through on this show. The song from Dunyan, Sivisavagan, the first song I heard from the group, and the song that's served as the closing theme for almost all 211 shows here at KPFK from the album Tio Bitar. Once again, all the music in that set from the band Dunyan, who you heard me chatting with over this past hour. Also in the set from their latest record, Alasak, you heard the song Akdit. We originally were hoping to have a performance, and the band did perform and performed absolutely marvelously. But unfortunately, our technology didn't perform quite as marvelously and wasn't able to share that with you. But I was just thrilled to be able to share the interview, something we weren't able to record here at KPFK because of fundraiser and other issues, and instead recorded it at Bedrock LA, and just really thankful to be able to do that and also play you music from the band. Soda also in the set from the record Skit Il Out. You heard the song Sat Atse, which several members talked about in the interview from the album 4, and is maybe the best-sounding song that Dunyan has ever produced. And then another song from their most recent record, Alisak, Engang Om Aret, the name of the song, and that was everything that we had for you there. That's pretty much all the time that I have, just a minute or so. I want to close out on a song and play you kind of one final song before I get out of here. Christy Lomax will be up next with One Track Mine, and if all goes well, next week Morgan Rhodes should be back in these studios and playing you music. It's been really a privilege to be at the station and to do this show. You know, there's not a lot of stations would have allowed me to have many of the artists and bands that I brought in here. During the 5 years we were on the show, we did 60 different interviews, performances, and guest DJ sets, and quite a lot of them artists not very well known, in some cases quite well known, in some cases not even signed without any recordings. And that was only possible because of the incredible freedom that DJs and programmers have at a station like KPFK, something that's only possible because of the support of people like you who are listening to the show right now, and of course especially those of you who are members of this station and constantly make it possible through all of the many travails to stay on the air. And it's been really very much a pleasure to play you music on this show and on this station. And I won't say necessarily completely goodbye, but this is in some ways goodbye, but here's the goodbye I'll say for you. I have somebody better to say it, Mr. Johnny Hartman, from one of my favorite records of all time, Songs from the Heart. The song is We'll Be Together Again, and that's what I'll leave you with here on Melting Pot and KPFK. Y'all take care.
Here in a moment of darkness, remember the sun has shone. Laugh and the world will laugh with you. Cry and you cry all alone. No tears, no fears. Remember there's always tomorrow. So what if we have to part? We'll be together again. Your kiss, your smile, our memories I'll treasure forever. So try thinking with your heart. We'll be together again. be sad. Don't let temptation surround you, and don't let those blues make you bad someday. Some way we both have a lifetime before us, for parting is not goodbye. We'll be together again.